Unit 2. School Life. Comic Strip, page 18.
Why don't dogs go to school, Eddie?
Because we're smarter than people.
What is school like?
It's like watching TV, but there are fewer advertisements.
Reading, page 20. Part A, School Lives. Mr. Wu tells his students to visit the website of an e-friendship club called Schools Around the World. Two members of the club write about their school lives. Read what John and Nancy say about their schools.
Life in a British school. Hi, everybody. My name is John. I am in year 8 at Woodland School near London. It is a mixed school. Boys and girls have lessons together. My favorite subject is home economics. I like learning how to cook and sew. I did not know how to do things for myself before I came to this school. Now, I know how to cook healthy and tasty meals. Our school has a reading week every year. My classmates and I love it. We can read any books from the school library. We can even bring books and magazines from home. But we have to tell our English teacher what we are reading. Near the end of each class, we can talk to our friends about our books. The reading week is always too short, because we want to read all our friends' books as well.
Life in an American school. Hi, guys. I'm Nancy, and I'm 14 years old. I'm in 9th grade at Rocky Mountain High School in Denver. My brother's name is Jim. He is 17 years old. He had driving lessons in school last year. Now he drives me to school every day. This is great because it's faster than taking a bus. Twice a week, I play softball after school. I love this game, and I spend a lot of time practicing. Every Monday, I go to a buddy club. At the buddy club, older students talk to new students about school life. I enjoy this a lot. My buddy is Julie. She is a senior in 12th grade. She helps me learn all about my new school. She helps me with my homework and listens to my problems. Julie is my hero. During lunchtime, I meet my friends, and we always have a great time talking to each other. Sometimes we go to shopping malls after school.
Integrated Skills. Part A. Comparing Schools. Part A1, page 28. Daniel is writing an article about the different schools for the school newsletter. Sandy is helping him collect information on the internet. Listen to their conversation. Help Daniel complete the table below.
Daniel, let's start with our own school, because that's the easiest.
I think there are about 1,800 students. But how many teachers are there?
Mr. Wu told me that there are 90 teachers at Beijing Sunshine Secondary School.
Here is the Woodland School website. It says here that they have 46 teachers and 28 classrooms.
Rocky Mountain High School is a bit smaller than our school. The brochure says that there are 1,200 students and 85 teachers.
That is a lot. It says here that students in Woodland School have 6 weeks off for the summer holiday. Is it the same in the USA?
No. In the USA, they have a 12-week holiday in summer.
Part B. Speak up. Talking about different schools. Page 29. You are talking to your e-friend on the phone. Work in pairs. Use John and Daniel's conversation as a model. Replace the underlined words with your own information.
How far do you live from your school? About 4 kilometers. Do you walk to school? No, I usually take the school bus. And you?
I usually walk to school because I like walking.
What if it rains or snows?
It doesn't snow very often here, and I don't mind the rain.
Pronunciation, page 30, showing surprise. Part A. Amy and Sandy are talking about their classmate Laura. Listen to their conversation.
Laura hurt her leg on Monday.
Oh, really?
She has to stay in hospital for a month.
A month?
Yes, she won't be able to play basketball for 3 months.
3 months?
Part B. Listen to the sentences. Put a rising arrow at the end of the sentence if you think the speaker is surprised. Put a falling arrow if you think he or she is not. 1. Look out of the window. It's snowing.
Snowing?
2. Mr. Wu is going to be on TV tonight.
Mr. Wu?
3. Joe wants to get a pet monkey.
A monkey?
4. I'm hungry.
Hungry? You just ate 4 hamburgers.
5. We'll have cakes for dinner tonight.
Cakes?
6. Did you hear the news? Leo May is going to move to Canada.
I don't believe it.
Main task. Part B. Ideal school. Part B1, page 32. Mr. Wu asks his students to write to the Schools Around the World Club about their ideal schools. Here is Daniel's article. Read it with your partner.
My ideal school. I like to get up late, so my ideal school starts at 9 a.m. It finishes at 3 p.m. So we will have lots of time for after-school activities. We have an hour for lunch. There is a big dining hall. We can eat lunch and chat there. We can also listen to pop music in the hall. We eat fruit and vegetables every day. We have math every day because I think math is very interesting. I love computers, so we have computer studies every day before lunch. We wear school uniforms, but we do not wear ties. The classes are quite small. There are about 15 students in each class. My ideal school has a park on one side and a shopping mall on the other. We have a big library with lots of useful books. We also have a tennis court and a swimming pool. There are lots of clubs and after-school activities. We only have half an hour of homework every day. And we do not do homework at weekends. Every month, we go on a school trip to a museum or a theater.